Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. It is Monday, July 11th, 2022. If you've been around Linchpin for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome aboard. If you're brand new, or even if you've been around for a while and haven't done this, before you continue watching this video, you need to watch the other video that I attach to every Monday. It's entitled, New to Linchpin? Watch this first. It gives you all the backstory and information so that everything I discuss in these daily videos actually makes sense. You know what it means and why we do what we do and what's the not for time option, what's the wild card option, are the goal times super strict, is there wiggle room? All of that's in the other video. So watch that and then come on back and continue with this one. So here we go. Workout of the day, 3 rounds for time, 15 push press, 15 pull-ups, 30 hollow rocks. Push press, 115 for the gentlemen, 75 pounds for the women, and the pull-ups are kipping chin over bar pull-ups. Beautiful triplet, 3-rounder, and disregard the hollow rocks, but for the push press and pull-ups, the reps are coming out to what you would get from a total rep count in a 21-15-9 workout. But we're doing it without the descending rep scheme. So it's intentionally difficult because sets of 15 over and over again are no joke and they're a tricky rep range. And that push press at 115 is that sticky kind of a middle weight that is more challenging than a lot of us think, especially after we get breathing a little bit hard. So it'll be a good one. Certainly no need to do it unbroken, break up everything as needed. We've got videos showing all the movements involved in the workout. Super fitness robot time, 6 minutes and 30 seconds or less. Very quick. More likely time could be anywhere a little bit above, a little bit below the 13-minute mark. For the wild card option, exactly the same workout, exactly the same rep range, but we're just changing the loading. Now there's 95 pounds on the bar for men, 65 pounds for women. And I think that will be a good way to meet a lot of people, that 115 might be just fine initially, but then far too challenging off the, you know, as the rounds continue. It's tough to say for everybody out there, but I would love to see those sets of 15 push press not get broken up into more than 3 sets each time to achieve the 15. That was the wild card option. Scaled option. The push press goes down to 75 pounds or 55 pounds. We swap out the pull-ups for ring rows, and then we have 30 sit-ups per round instead of the hollow rocks. Ring rows are fantastic. Anyone who's been around Linchpin for a while knows we're big fans. You can just make them infinitely scalable by the angle at which you have your body. Slight angle, not that bad for a lot of people. Keep lowering your shoulders closer and closer to the ground till eventually your feet are up on a box, and you can make ring rows equally as difficult as strict pull-ups, so they're fantastic. And we've got videos for the scaled option on the ring row, the ab mat sit-up, and there's a great video there on how to get a pull-up if you're still working towards one. The limited equipment crew, pull-ups no worries, hollow rocks no worries, but for their 3-rounder, in each round they're going to do 17 dumbbell push press with a pair of 50-pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Video showing that movement, and even if you have a barbell, this might be a great workout to grab the dumbbells to get yourself some variance. They've got the same goal times for this workout. Only a couple push press more per round isn't going to drive the needle that much. No equipment workout, 3 rounds for time, 40 push-ups, that's a nice set, and 30 hollow rocks. Video showing that. Accessory work for the day optional as always. 10 minutes of practice of the Bergner warm-up. Fantastic, fantastic piece of training, if you want to call it that, practice. We do it in the warm-up every now and then, but it's also a great accessory piece because that's what's going to drive the squat snatch forward, is just practice. And even with that empty bar, it's going to get you where you need to be. And then we have an either-or. You can either do Turkish get-ups or the chin hold over the bar. The reps and time domains are listed there. And I would say when you're deciding, again, it's not both, which one to do, is which one is going to help you more as an athlete. Are pull-ups something more that you need to improve upon? That static hold of the chin over the bar, that's going to help you out. And that's accumulating 1 to 2 minutes. It doesn't have to be unbroken, just accumulate. Or is your overhead position, overhead strength and stability where you need to improve more? Then I would choose the Turkish get-up. So you've kind of got your bases covered there either way. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got the cobra stretch, the straddle stretch, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. That one always gets me. All those have videos. Hope you enjoyed Monday. Thanks for being a part of Lynchpin. We're going to continue to have fun together. And this last line that finishes out the day, it finishes out every day. And I hope you take it to heart. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.